Second B'chorot, for above Mishnah Beis, Risho Ayin Shanikin. The Mishnah continued to discuss different Mumin Kavua, which would allow you to shuck the B'chor. Now, if the eyelid got a hole in it, or Shenifka, it's missing a piece from the eyelid, Shenista, or there's a crack in the eyelid, all these things are Mumin Kavua and allow you to shuck the B'chor. Hare Be'en of Dak Kavlu. If in the eye of the B'chor there's a dot, which is a piece of skin covering the eye, this is considered a mum kavur, kavlo, a piece of basar covering the black part of the eye. Chilazo nachash ve'enav. There are two types of kavlo. There's a kavlo chilazo nachash, that the piece of basar is similar to a snake. It's also similar to chilazo in that which it has spots. Or it's similar to an enav, a piece of grape, it's round. Bezeo kavlo. When is it considered kavlo? Be considered a mum. Lavan ha'paisek b'sira v'nichnas b'shachar. If the basar comes from the lava and crosses over the sira, which is a circle that surrounds the black part of the eye, and that piece of basar enters into the black part of the eye, then it's considered a munkavur. B'shachar v'nichnas b'lavan ain a mum. She'ain mumin b'lavan. But if this piece of basar comes from the black part of the eye and crosses over into the white part of the eye, that the piece of basar mainly is covering the white, not the black. In such a case, it's not a mum, as there are no mumin in the white part of the eye. The ichor part of the eye is the black part of the eye, so therefore, if there's a piece of basar shaped like a snake or an anus in the black part of the eye, then it's considered a mum. But if that piece of basar is covering the white part of the eye, it's not considered a mum. Mesechta b'chorot parabav, Mishnah Gimel, chavarver b'hamayim hakvul. If the behemah has chavarver, which are white spots in the eye, or if it has mayim, it constantly has watery eyes, it's constantly tearing. If these mumin are kavuim, they're permanent, then it's considered a mum kavua, and you can shech the b'chor with these mumin. Ezeu chavarver hakavua. How do we know when the chavarver, the white spot in the eye, is kavua, it's permanent? Kol sheshah shmonim yom. Any time it had this chavarver for 80 days, then you can assume it's permanent. That's a mum kavua. Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas Omer Abaytino Soy Shloisha Pamein B'toch Shmonim Yom. Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas said, we have to check the behemoth 3 times during those 80 days. It's not good enough that we see it had the chavarva in the beginning of the 80 days and it had the chavarva at the end of the 80 days. As maybe during the 80 days it went away and came back, and it has to have the chavarva 80 days straight to be considered a mum kavur. So therefore, we have to check it out 3 times during the 80 days. After every 27 days, we would check it out to make sure it still has the chavarver. And if every time you checked it still had the chavarver, we can assume that it was there the whole 80 days, and it's a mum kavur. Ve'eluhem mayim hakvum. How do we know when the mayim, that which the behemah has watery eyes, is kavur, is permanent? If you gave the behemah as a refuah to heal it, tevin that is lach, that is damp, tevin that grew in Ador and the beginning part of Nisan, and you gave it also tevin that is yavei, dried out tevin that grew in Elul and the beginning part of Tishrei, and you gave it this tevin from a field that is watered by rain, water wasn't irrigated by hand, in such a case, if it still hasn't healed after it ate the tevin that is lach, and then following that it ate the tevin that is yavei from a field that is watered by meik shamim, so we can assume now it will never heal, as this is a refuah for mayim. If it didn't heal now, it's considered kavua, permanent. Lach v'yavei shel shlochen. Acho ha'yavei v'achakach acho ha'lach. Eino mum ad sheyoicho ha'yavei sh'achar ha'lach. But if you gave it as a refuah, tevin that is damp and tevin that is yavei, from a field that is considered a shlochen, a field that has to be irrigated, it's not enough that rainwater would irrigate it. In such a case, it's not considered a good refuah. And therefore, maybe this mime is not kavua. Had you given it lach v'yavei from a field that is irrigated only by meik shamim, maybe it would have healed, so therefore we cannot yet consider it a mum kavu. And so too, if you gave it as a refuah first the tevin hayavish, and only after that the tevin halach, that again would not be an indicator that the mayim is kavum, even if it hasn't healed after it ate the tevin. The reason being is that you're supposed to give the tevin hayavish first, and then the tevin halach. Only that is a refuah for mayim, and only after it eats the tevin hayavish, and after that the tevin halach from a field that is irrigated only by meik shamim, only then can we consider it a mum kavua. If it hasn't healed then, it will never heal.